Hey, my name is Ambrose Potier. I live in Garson, and I am a retired plate worker welder from Falconbridge Nickel Mine. The reason I happened to call this gentleman up or get in contact with him is because I've had an unusual experience one night. Being a heart patient, I can't lay down some nights, and I have to lay down in a sitting, more or less reclining position. And I do so in the living room in my lazy boy chair. However, I am 63 years old, and I guess this, if you want to call it a sighting, or whatever I saw, it was a cloudy night, and the sky was covered, and so I happened to see this thing. I had the picture window, the curtains were wide open, and I was watching the television, and so I can start from there if you wish. Okay, Michelle? So, this is about 1:05 a.m. in the morning. I forget which show I was watching. I do believe that. I think it was a Western or science fiction. I'm not quite sure. In any event, it was Saturday, March the 13th, and the time was 1:05 a.m. That was after midnight. And sitting close to the window, I was sitting just like on one side of the window, and the TV is right in front of me in the middle of the room, so I have a clear view of all the traffic going by, as well as, well, it's 4x8 picture window. The picture window itself is 4x8. Then there's another 3 added units in the bottom. And at that time, this thing looked, I saw it flash 4 times going across in a diagonal. Let's say it would be coming from, I would say, the south going towards the north, like right across the picture window. And I'm facing the north. My picture window is facing the north, more a little bit towards the west. And this thing here, I saw it flash the first time. It went something like this. Boom, 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 boom. 4 times. And it was fairly big. I would say if you were to hold a garbage can cover, I'd say about 10 feet away or 12 feet away would be about the size of it. And the funny part of it is, it wasn't just a bright light. It was sort of not a bright, but it was sort of yellowish, lime-colored light. It was very, very predominant. I mean, it's, it was very well outlined, top to bottom. I could see the whole thing. And I got up to look out the window, and it had disappeared from sight, but it didn't look quite that high in the sky because of the angle it was coming down about. It came down to from, about a foot from the top corner on the left-hand side of the window, going towards the right where I was, to about half the window, which would be about 2 feet. The window's 4 feet high by 8 feet wide. So that's about basically what it is. And I can take it from there. Although I have seen on other occasions with my neighbor in this area quite a few years ago, but then that would be something unexplainable again. So there you are. That's about as best as I can describe this thing. So, and I was sleeping down. In fact, we drank and we played cards all freaking night. And we had rented a camp from one of my uncles in St. Charles. And in broad daylight, somewhere around 12:30, 1 o'clock, somewhere around there in the afternoon, in broad daylight, beautiful day, apparently there was one that went right over the lake, real slow, then it just took off and disappeared. But I would, you know, like I said, I would, I wish the hell I would have seen it, because I had my movie camera with me that time. And but nobody thought about getting a freaking camera and taking pictures of it. Apparently the bunch of women saw it because they were all on the beach with the kids, eh? So there you are.